Did you know it's now possible to get federally legal THC shipped right to your door? I'm serious. I remember a time when if I wanted weed, I had to meet up with some sketchy character in the back of a Denny's parking lot. You know who you are, Giorgio. But Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/bros and enter the coupon code BROS. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find in a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown in America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head over to mood.com/bros, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the coupon code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. They got me this week. MyBookie got me this week. You got me this week. Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly, my man.
Feels good to be a champion.
Doesn't it?
One day, you know?
Doesn't it? No, it lasts for the year. It lasts for the year.
It balances out the Ohio State natty.
Why? Did you lose that one?
No, just like in the studio.
Oh, in the studio. Yeah, for sure. Because it feels good, right? It's a weird feeling. It's hard to describe to people, but yeah. It really does make your day better. Waking up as either a national champion or a Super Bowl champion.
I did it, you know?
Yeah.
It was all me.
It is.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, if you put this much time, energy, money into buying merch, product, tickets, fucking parking, tailgates, all that other shit, yeah, man, you expect them to fucking win at the end of the day, whoever your favorite team is.
It is nice. It's a kind of recent change in my life. You know, they won in 2017, 2018. That was the first Super Bowl ever in my life in franchise history.
Yeah.
So we got two now. I don't want to win again, though. I think you got to spread them out.
I was going to ask you that. Do you feel like you don't have the underdog loser mentality anymore?
Yeah, that's gone.
It's gone now.
We're the best team in football, obviously, but the roster's loaded. Howie Roseman keeps doing a good job. But yeah, you don't want to turn into the Patriots or Chiefs,
no.
I don't think, because then you don't appreciate it.
No, I will say this, though. The Eagles team itself this year in particular was very likable, all the guys, and I think all of us were rooting for Saquon Barkley just because of what happened to him on Hard Knocks and his whole situation over there. And he'd gotten boned for so many years, and then he had one of the most incredible years of all time. And then it was nice to see, in my opinion, Jalen Hurts finally shake off all the fucking douchebags like myself who said he'd never win a quarterback or a Super Bowl.
And that he got benched in the national championship, which is true.
He did.
He did.
He did. But like to have, and I'm dead serious when I say this, to have the mental capacity to overcome all of that in your life and then block out all the hatred over and over and over again and win. There was a picture of him sitting in the locker room with the Lombardi Trophy by himself smoking a cigar. Yeah. And it wasn't intentional. There was somebody online who was like, oh, he's trying to recreate the Kobe moment. He genuinely was not.
He didn't think anyone was taking a photo of him.
No, because it was way far away. And but it was a really cool moment, and he fucking deserves it, dude. For real. Because, I mean, look, we didn't play fucking pro football or any of that shit, and we're just a bunch of talking heads like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And to block out that noise, especially with social media these days, and just focus to win a championship, every cent of that contract is now worth it. He's forever a Philly legend, and it's great.
Debatably the best quarterback in franchise history at this point.
For you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I'll still give it to McNabb, but granted, he never won a title. He always got close, never did. But Jalen finally got the title. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's been to the playoffs every year. He's been a starter. So, yeah.
He's a young guy, too.
Yeah.
So, and I think that mental hurdle, getting over that and actually winning a championship and knowing what that's like, because he didn't get to do it in college, I think is a big deal, dude. And I think it's going to really help him in the future there. So, yeah, man. I mean, you guys are loaded. Your roster's young. All your draft picks are great, and you don't need much or anything going into next year.
An OC now. The Kellen Moore is the head coach of the Saints.
Yeah, but you can find an OC.
Yeah, that's true. They're a dime a dozen. We're keeping Fangio. That's important. Fangio, I think he said it's going to be the last stop of his career. He's older, so as long as he doesn't die.
And it's a great defense. They're all super young. So like, why would you leave that? It's a great situation. Yeah. You guys don't have any cap issues. Because all your draft picks are still on rookie deals. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, the Eagles are sitting pretty for a long time now.
Cooper DeJean had the highest rated, he was the highest rated corner in the NFL this year.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Man, congratulations, man. It was not obviously the most exciting game, but if you're a fan of that team, I can promise you, the same thing happened in the National Championship. You want a blowout like that, and you just want to enjoy yourself. So it was great, man. Congratulations to you. Are you still hungover? Where are you at?
No, I'm good.
Are you good now?
Yeah, okay. I'm good to go.
I didn't know how many days that would last for you there because you were going hard.
It was really one day. It was the day after.
All right.
I felt I didn't feel the same, but, I mean, winning, obviously. If we'd lost and I felt like that,
yeah,
would have been a lot worse.
Plus, you had $25 on Thomas Gietry last week. You won that right before the game started.
We'll take credit as a show. It's not a win for either of us, but we said our season predictions. I think we both said Thomas Gietry would win this year.
Yes. So. And that came true very early on. Mm-hmm. He might get one or two more this year.
And we did say, like, I think it was the episode for Pebble. I have to go back. Maybe I'll insert the audio clip here. But to bet Thomas Gietry until he wins.
Yeah.
And so it didn't take long.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened. $3,000. That paid off at, right?
Yeah. It's 25 bucks at 120 to 1.
Unbelievable, dude. I can't believe the odds were that high because he's been playing well for a long time. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
Scheffler was never really in the mix, man. And he was a, 2-1 favorite?
Sunday, I thought he was going to make a run. Yeah.
I did too, but it never materialized.
He, I think, was like 4-under through 6 on the first 6 holes on Sunday. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
I know.
But, no, Dietrich shot the best round of the day on Sunday with the lead already, a 5-stroke lead. So just kind of crushed it on – I mean, Waste Management's the best. I kind of wish this tournament was at the Waste Management this year.
I did, too.
So the Genesis, obviously, is not at Riviera this year because of the fires. So they moved it. It would have been cool, especially since last week they didn't have all the stars. It wasn't an elevated event. To just go back-to-back weeks at the Waste Management. Instead, they're going back to Torrey. We've already been at Torrey Pines for the Farmers.
Yep. Who won that?
Harris English.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you put any money on him then?
Nah. I don't think he's going back-to-back Farmers. It's a better field than where he won at. The rough's going to be grown out. It's going to be a super long course. So I'm going with a guy who I think needs redemption from the Farmers. At Torrey, probably should have won if he didn't get the norovirus.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start with our picks at Ludwig.
Oh, yeah. That's good old Ludwig here. This is, by the way, This is the highest odds I've seen for him in a year and a half.
I know.
He's usually like fucking 18 to 1.
Last couple of weeks he's been sick, so I think he finally got over it. Yeah, well, dude, you're going to win this tournament if you didn't get sick. I'm just going to ride you again. 24 to 1.
24 to 1 is great odds, too.
Then we're going Taylor Penrith at 37 to 1.
Okay.
He's just playing really well, and hits the fuck out of the ball. So all my guys here are long hitters, guys that can just kind of pound it. And yeah, I'm ready to throw some more money away on Cam Young at 70 to 1.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's going to happen sometime.
Oh boy. Dude.
Let's just it's a year of guys that are our guys finally coming through. So yeah, maybe Cam Young gets it done.
Not a prayer.
Last week he was 8th in putting. That's his problem, is putting.
God.
Maybe he figured it out.
Just throw your money into the fireplace at this point, man. I mean, it's just nuts to me. Absolutely fucking nuts to me that you're going to bet on Cam Young. I can't do it. I can't do it, dude. All right. Here's who I'm going with this week. I'm going with, the odds on this are shitty, but he's playing very, very well. Colin Morikawa. He looks very good, man, this year. And he could be back. He could be absolutely fucking back. So I'm going to take Colin Morikawa there. It was 16-1. Now it's down to, I don't know, right around 15, somewhere in there. Next up, I'm going to go with my boy from last year. Wyndham Clark. Wyndham Clark, dude. Give me Wyndham Clark at 60-1.
Started the Waste Management pretty well.
Let's rock and roll, dude.
Then just kind of fell apart.
Let's rock and roll. And I'm not – by the way, is this an elevated event? Because it seems like all the stars are in it. Yeah.
Rory's back.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He just won at Pebble.
Rory's playing. Scotty's playing. All these guys are playing.
Rory's hyping up Trump right now, trying to get a deal with Yasser and the PIF.
Is he really?
Yeah, trying to get – he's like the president now has a direct connection to MBS. So
he does.
Yeah.
And by the way, Trump loves golf. He'll get that deal done.
And he said he likes the PGA Tour more than Live. He does. That's what Rory said.
Yes, he sure does. He's a traditionalist. Mm-hmm. He likes all like the classic American shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I think Rory just played golf with him. He just played with Tiger.
Tiger played with him on Sunday.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think he'll get that done for sure. And so I'm going to go with Colin Morikawa there. I'm going to go with my boy. My fucking boy, dude, Wyndham Clark. And then last but not least, this is just a value pick here for me. I'm going to go with Will Zalatoris. Willie Z. What do you think? What do you think about Willie Z?
I like the Willie Z pick.
All right.
He's kind of bouncing around. You know who's starting to get hot, starting to get healthy right now? That's really good value.
Who's that?
I think he's 105-1. So you maybe sprinkle that. Daniel Berger.
Okay. Yeah, he's been in the mix.
He's getting hot at Waste Management. Starting to play a little better. Rasmus Højgaard is a name I would look at for this tournament.
Højgaard was up on the leaderboard the other day too. Yep.
Yeah. I would probably go Rasmus Højgaard, first round leader.
I'll give you a first round pick that I'm going with. I'm gonna go Shane Lowry. First round.
Okay.
There's always that one odd one there that just sneaks up, and it's always like an Adam Rose or a Justin Rose or a, you know, one of these guys. So yeah, give me him.
Pendrith might be a good name for the first round leader, but he's going to be my pick.
He's your pick, though. Yeah.
So we'll go Ludvig Åberg, Taylor Pendrith, Cam Young, all to win, and then Rasmus Højgaard as your first round leader.
Yeah. And I got famous Willie Z, Wyndham Clark, and then Colin Morikawa here. And then I'm going to sprinkle on Shane Lowry, first round leader there, just to have some fun. Football season's over. I need to feel alive inside, so I need to put some money on some shit. All right. Mm-hmm. I don't throw much on it. These are fun little lottery tickets that we enjoy betting week to week. We appreciate you tuning in. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Don't forget to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.